Our scripture reading today is John chapter 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours. All you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them." Our sermon from Pastor today is, "I in them and thou in me."
All right, are you rejoicing as you heard that scripture? What a wonderful prayer. This is called Jesus' high priestly prayer. And if you remember what a high priest does, is he takes the things of the brought to him, the sacrifices, and presents them to the Father. So what in this scripture is Jesus presenting to the Father? He's presenting to the Father all those who are going to come to believe in him. Amen? Amen. You and I were right there in that prayer, because we have heard and received through the word of the ones who came before. Amen? Amen. All right. So, There's some beautiful things here. So in verse 11 and verse 21, we again see this concept of oneness. Oneness. The Father is in the Son. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus reemphasized that over and over as he was here with his people, with his disciples. He's saying, you know, everything I see the Father doing, that's what I'm doing. What the Father wills, that's what I do. Guys, we are also supposed to be in that equation. What does he say? He says that just as the Father and I are one, so I want my church, my people, to be one. Amen? Have we fallen in this area? Have you ever been jealous because another church seems to be doing a good job, and you think, why isn't my church doing that? Why doesn't my church have every pew filled? Why? Well, maybe because we're jealous. Maybe because we haven't understood what it means to be one in the Father. We have to get ourselves so that we let the Father's love flow through us. When we see another church prospering, rejoice, because God is at work. Amen?
Amen.
When we see another life being touched, rejoice, because God is at work. When we see freedom from bondage, rejoice. When we see freedom from sickness, rejoice, because the kingdom of heaven has come and manifested itself. So, Jesus starts praying and he says, I don't want to take them out of the world, but I want you to keep them safe in this world. Just as you have sent me into this world, so send I them. So guys, did you know you have been sent to this world? You are not here by mistake, and you are not in your job by mistake, and you are not living where you live by mistake, because you are sent. You are not mistakenly placed in a family. You have been called and sent to the world. So, let us receive that. But we're not sent to the world without who? Who is it that lives in us? Who is it that empowers us? The Holy Spirit. He says, the Father's in me, and just as I am in you, I am in them. Now, if the Father's in Jesus and Jesus is in us, who else is in us? The Holy Spirit and the Father. He comes to dwell. Now, what is it that this means to you and I? Well, he says that it's because of the glory. Everyone, you are familiar with the term doxology? Okay, ology means study of. Doxa means glory. Okay? So when we sing the doxology, we are singing about the study of the God's glory. Now, in verse 22, let's just review here. Verse 22. I have given them the glory that you gave me. Do you hear that, guys? Whose glory have you and I been given? The glory that God gave to Jesus has now been given to you and I. But what does that mean? Have you ever felt like you had a good handle on the term glory? Well, this is what the Greek means. It means to recognize what belongs to the particular person, such as honor or renown. All right. Jesus was honored, wasn't he? He was a great teacher. He was their Lord. He becomes our teacher. He becomes our Lord. And we honor him. We respect him. We love him. Right? But he says, this honor and respect that I have for the Father and that the Father has given to me, I now give to you. So guys, are we anything to be scoffed at? No. We shouldn't think less of ourselves because we now have received the glory. Amen? Is it our glory? No, it's the glory that God gave to His Son. But it now belongs to us. So yes, it is our glory. Right? Confused? It's not our glory, but it is our glory? Hallelujah! Sometimes these things are a little confusing. But hallelujah when we recognize what that means. That we have received the glory that Jesus has. The lordship that he has passed on. The authority that he has passed on. You are receivers, you are vessels of God's glory and of his authority and his power. And we need to recognize that. Because we need to live and represent the King who lives in us. You and I should not apologize for our faith. We should not act like we're sorry about our faith. We need to go out into the world with joy. We need to go out into the world with love. Because that's what God did. Do you see Jesus living a downtrodden life? No. We see Jesus as a great emancipator. We see Jesus as Lord. We see Jesus as the Lamb of God. We could go on and on about all that we see Jesus as, but we don't have enough time today. Anyway, you need to stop and think about all that Jesus is praying in this prayer. And I hope that you'll go home today and tomorrow and the rest of this week and think about what Jesus was asking for you and I. Because this prayer was, as he said, for those who come to know me because of the word of the disciples. That's you and I. Hallelujah. Then he again, did you notice how many times the oneness came in this scripture? Must have been important. If Jesus is making sure that it's repeated, we know that it's important. Got it? Repetition means important. How many of us as parents have ever repeated something to our kids? Why? Not because we don't care about it, but because it's important. Jesus was saying, you need to understand how important this is because this is all that I'm wanting for you to receive. We are going to be made one. One as the Father and the Son are one. Now, what's beautiful is as we look at the many attributes of the Father, have you ever looked at someone in the congregation and started looking at the attributes of the Father in them? When he says, I will give you a spirit of power and of fruit and of gifts, that's what he's talking about. Because each of us has been given pieces of the Father. So when we act as one, what does the world see? The Father. When we don't act as one, the world misses out on the Father. We need to recognize that God put us in a congregation so that we can build up not only this body, but the world around us that He's called us to. Why? Because someone may have gifts of healing. Someone may have gifts of words of knowledge or prophecy. Someone may have the gift of faith, and we can go on and on, but that's when we call up someone else because we know someone who needs that gift, and we say, let Becky come and minister to you. Let Brian come and minister to you. When it comes to evangelism, let Tracy come and minister to you. We can go on and on about what each of you has received from the Holy Spirit. And when we put it together as one, we then will see the Father's glory made manifest. And that's what Jesus was praying for. That the Father's glory would be made manifest in you and I, in this congregation, and in the world. Amen? So, today, let's get excited about the Father's glory. Let's get excited about the fact that the Father's glory is not just in heaven, but the Father's glory is being made manifest in us. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Are you ready to share?
Yes.
All right, amen.